It sounds like the ultimate deal. 2 years of free community college, no strings attached. President Biden wants to make that a reality for anyone who wants it as part of his American Families Plan. The estimated price tag, $109 billion. He spoke about it yesterday at a community college in Virginia.
You know, it really is how to start to transform the life and family and community and our economy by investing in people. Every child has a capacity to learn.
In theory, this sounds great, but how exactly would it work? Well, to understand the pros and cons, we're taking a look at the existing free community college program that's been around in Seattle for a few years now. It's called Seattle Promise. And joining us now is Seattle College's Chancellor Sean Pan. Chancellor, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So Seattle Promise was started as a pilot program in 2018. Now any Seattle public high school student is eligible. How exactly does it work?
With the levy that's passed by the taxpayers, all high school students from Seattle Public Schools are eligible to receive tuition free to attend any of Seattle colleges free. And for those students whose family income meet certain standards, they also receive a what we call equity stipend, about $500 per quarter, up to three quarters per year.
There was a record number of applicants over the past year, despite the pandemic. Did that surprise you?
Really surprised. It's very clear. Seattle Promise is happening for the right reason, at the right time, for the right population. We were a bit surprised that given COVID-19, it certainly changed how students experience learning. But, you know, right now we have about 880 students that it's on the way to complete associate degree or enough courses to transfer to four-year university.
And about half of the city's high school graduates are taking advantage of this program. There is some drop-off in actual enrollments, though. What does that tell you?
Our deadline generally is early in the year, like January, February. Students were really trying to explore their options, many apply. We work in partnership with Seattle Public Schools, encourage as many students apply so they have options. So when it comes later, there's a natural drop off, certainly because students realize they have a very different options. What we are having very happy to see that consistent for the past 3 years, up to 93% of the students are from low income, underserved population. It is for these students, you know, like 37% of them are from first generation family. They would not have thought about getting a post-secondary credential were not for Seattle Promise program.
Seattle Promise is paid for by a special levy, as you mentioned, that voters passed back in 2018. $43.8 million was raised for that program, another $3.1 million for Seattle colleges. So there is a price tag here, and there definitely has to be political will. Is it a concept you find yourself having to sell to people?
We were so fortunate. We have a mayor, Mayor Durkin, who had great vision working with Seattle's city council. When it passed almost at 70-some percent. Overwhelmingly, Seattle's taxpayers, business leaders realized this is a huge investment for the city, for our community. It's a game changer.
Western Technical College President Roger Stanford out of Wisconsin has expressed some concern about President Biden's free tuition plan, saying that every state has different rules and tuition rates. He's concerned that if a national standard is set, it could put some community colleges in the red. Do you understand his concern? And perhaps what are some cautionary lessons you've learned from implementing the program there?
It's premature for me to make assumptions, but I'm so pleased to hear that this administration is considering that each college state has different circumstances. I'm confident there's a way to make this work. But what we have learned from Seattle Promise program since 2018, providing tuition does not guarantee graduation. It's really the other things, what we call the wrap around the services. Seattle Promise program is unique in a sense. we equip students not only with tuition, but we sort of use a case management approach. We have retention specialists who help students making sure they go to school. When they have difficulty, they have someone to turn to. Family issue, personal issues, juggling demands. The retention specialist, the wraparound services really makes the difference. So I hope as the White House and Department of Education considering this option, they're also looking at beyond just provide tuition.
That's Sean Pan, Chancellor of Seattle Colleges, talking with us about the Seattle Promise Program, a 2-year free college tuition program for the community colleges there in Seattle. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tonya.